something that we see over here is that the sin can cause a lot of trouble to people's life, to our life. I was reading this morning about three situations when we don't act the way we really act. The first one I heard is when we go to the hotel lobby. You probably save a lot of money to go on vacation. And when you go to the lobby, the first thing you act is like you're a millionaire. You act like Donald Trump. Yeah. And people that work at the hotel, they look at you and say, you got to have a lot of money. On a three-star or five-star hotel, he got to have a lot of money. But we're not. We just save money to take vacation. The second one is when we go to the dealership or auto show. We act like we have all the money in the world to buy the car. Or we act that we have all the money in the world to have a fancy old car. And the third one, you know which one it is? People in church Sunday morning. We act like we've been holy the whole week. And then we come into the church to present to the Lord like we are still holy. When sometimes we're not. But I know that don't happen over here. I'm talking about another church. I'm not talking about Brenda. I'm not talking about you. No, no, no. I don't want to be a stone like they did to Achan and his family out there. But yeah, we got to be careful. We always got to act everywhere we're going the same way we should act in front of God. We don't have to be fake. We have to be real. You are real. God created you real. You are a real person. If not, let me punch you. If you don't feel it, then you're not real. Yeah, for real. So you are real? Amen. Yeah, we are. We can take a look at three things we see over here. How the three steps that the sin start. The first one is see. What happened with Achan? He see. The second one was greed. He feel on his heart. I like that. I would like to take that. And the third one is mental. The first thing, the first way the sins come to us is when we see. Be careful what you see. Be careful what you're watching out there. Probably if he wouldn't take a look to everything that he sold, the gold and everything that he is stolen, he probably wouldn't sin. He probably wouldn't do nothing wrong. He probably will be fine. But he see, he put on his heart, I like that. And then on his mind, he said, I can take it. Nobody will know that. Be careful what you do. Be careful when you take a look to the woman that maybe look in your mind beautiful than your wife. For me, there are no woman in this world more beautiful than my wife. I don't know about y'all, but you got to be like that. But the first thing the man do is take a look and, if my wife would be like that, she got guitar body. Mine is like a bass. Boom. Be careful. You see, but what happened? The first thing you do is you see. One thing I learned with Pastor David. I love Pastor David. Not just because he's my pastor, but as a friend, as a brother, as everything. I love him. One thing I learned with him, it was the first scene is curiosity. Yeah, you see? But the second one is seeing when you take a look. Yeah, she really look good. Oh, my God. I do the same thing with my wife. Yeah, for real. Every time she come out of the bathroom, or every time she get dressed pretty nice, oh, yeah, I take a look at her. And I tell my kids, do you accept me as your stepfather? Yeah, I love my wife. That's the one I have to take a look. I don't have to take a look at Cookie. I don't have to take a look at anybody else. I know you're beautiful. I don't say you're not. Yeah. But for me, no one like my wife. Same thing got to be with you. Yeah, Brother Billy. Look at your wife. That's the most beautiful woman in the world for you. Brother A, don't take a look at me. Look, Sister Laura, that's the most beautiful woman in the world for you. Maybe for you to say, no, Paige first. Aww. Yeah, my kids fight each other. No, Papi, I'm your blood, not mommy. But I say, but that's my wife. I got to be first than mommy because she don't have your blood. I do. I'm your blood. I say, but she's my wife. One day you're going to get married, you're going to go away, and she's going to stay with me. So that's my wife. That's the one I got to defend. That's the one I fight for. That's the reason why she's the most beautiful woman for me in the whole world. And then you, Emily, and Carolina. But your mom got to be first. But be careful. Matthew chapter 5:28 talk about that. He said, that's Jesus talking. But I tell you that anyone who look at a woman lustfully has already committed adultery with her, in his heart. You see, just a look, just taking a look, it can make you commit adultery. Say, no, but I not even touch a woman. But yeah, you took a look. You put in your heart, oh, I will do this, I will do that. And that's what the Bible talk about. We got to be careful. We got to be careful what you watch on TV. Nowadays, there's a lot of program where the woman come out, we almost naked. Look, I love to watch adventures like Discovery Channel, Animal Planet. But there's one program I took away from my program. It's Naked and Afraid. Everybody love to watch that. Why? Because they go see a woman naked. And I tell you, I love those shows, but not like that now. If they will put at least a little bit of clothes, I'd probably watch it. I took it away. I don't need to watch that. I got my wife. I got more than enough. I don't need to take a look like that. Even if I don't want, when I take a look, I say, but this guy's so uncured that my wife probably does, and almost close. I don't want that in my life. I don't want sin in my life. But we depend on me, depend on what I'm watching. Kids, young kids nowadays. I know there's a lot of problem out there, and you like it, but you know why? They almost take all the clothes. A lot of program on beach. They love it because they don't have too much clothes. Yeah. And you can imagine, as soon as you see it coming to your mind, and you will be seen. We got to be careful while we watch. But we see what happened with Achan. That's what happened. When we read the Bible, we noted that this is the man that get the whole nation in trouble. Just one man get the whole nation in trouble. Man and woman, when you see, when you do something wrong, your whole family, your whole people, even the church, probably going to be in trouble. When there's sins in church, the whole church will be in trouble. You know what people out there say? Oh, no, the pastor that was preaching or the one that's singing in the church, that church, the whole church, they blame the whole church. There are no holiness in that church. There's people full of sins. You see the pulpit? Ooh, it's a stem. Yeah, we got to be careful. That's what happened with Achan. One man almost threw apart the whole nation. Just one man. As a church, we got to be careful. We can see what happened when we fall short. We can see when we walk on in sins. For example, we noted that the Bible talk about a few people that almost messed up the whole nation. What happened with Achan? 36 people died because of his sins. We noted with David, same thing happened with David. Almost 70,000 people died because David's sins. What happened with Abraham? Almost the whole nation died because of his sin. We got to be careful every time we sin. It's not your problem. It's going to be a problem for a lot of people. And the first thing we can see that the sin can cause is cause death. We can see that on chapter 7. Look, never underestimate a man that is out of God's will, because he can make a lot of damage. When you're walking before, apart from God's will, you can make a lot of damage to your household, to your church, to your people at work. Be careful what you're doing out there. It can cause you death. What happened? We read a while ago that 36 people died because one man sinned. Caused death. And we can read at the end, of the chapter, what happened? His whole family and him, they got burned. Stone. It caused you death. Be careful. The sin can cause you fear. What? Look, we can read on chapter 7, verse 5. They run away. Why they run away? They've been scared or something. Why? Because they've been doing something wrong. What happened with Adam and Eve? They got fear. Why? Because they know they messed up. Same thing happened when we messed it up. When we messed it up before God. When we messed it up with our spouse, we don't want no question. We want to stay away. Oh, I don't want they ask me about this. Our family. Papi, why you don't do this no more? We don't want to answer. We afraid. There's something wrong. When we messed it up, we're going to be afraid. You're going to experience fear. That what happened with Achan. That's what happened with Adam and Eve. God told them, don't eat from this fruit. What the first thing they do? They did it. They did the wrong thing. When we are wrong, when we are in sins, we're going to be afraid. You will experience fear because that is not right with God.
that is not right with God. God is away from sin. God is holy. He is holy. And that's why he asked him to you and to me to be holy, because he's holy. What do you mean holy? Stay away from sin. That's what it means to be holy. He's not telling you to be like a statue people used to do or still doing in church and put it right there. They don't want to see. You don't want to see Luisito's statue right there. Oh, look, Luisito. I would like to put some hair. No, you don't want to see that. That don't mean be holy. Be holy means stay away from sins. That's what it means. People confuse. And why people confuse? Because they don't read. They don't study the Bible. They just heard, oh, Luisito told me that the Bible said this, and I do it because he says so. No, I recommend you. Study. Not just read it. Study your Bible. Before I become Christian, I used to read my Bible. But every time I finished to read my Bible, you could ask me, okay, Brother Emilio, what did you read about it? The Bible. What chapter in the Bible you read? I think it was the Old Testament, the New Testament. What you were reading about? What did you learn about it? That God is good. God is good. God is good. But what chapter, what book of the Bible do you... that's what happened with a lot of people. We read our Bible, but we don't study a Bible. And that's why a lot of people get lost. That's why a lot of people get confused. We got to study the Bible. We got to meditate on the Bible, on God's word. And that will help you out. Another thing we can see is that sin can cause you, can provoke you to questioning God. That was what he was doing. It was more important for Joshua, his reputation, than anything else. He started questioning God. Ah, and he looked like his people when Moses was guiding them to the promised land. They started provoking and questioning Moses and questioning the Lord. Oh, tell you God to do this. Look now. We out of Egypt, but we don't have no fish. We don't eat no fish no more. That's when God gave them the manna. But it looked like the same situation, like people before, when people was walking with Moses, complaining, provoked to questioning God. That's what happened with us when we walking in sins. Oh, Lord, why you let me do this? No, he didn't. You did it. Don't blame God on your faults. It's your fault, not his. It's not his fault. It's your fault. Yeah, but don't start questioning. Oh, Lord, but why? You should tell me. You shouldn't let me do this. No, it's not him. It's you. That's the good thing about God. He's not a God that he gonna, you know, force you to do anything he don't want. You know, that's the good thing about God. But he will provoke people to questioning God. He will provoke you to start blaming him. It's not his blame. It's you. Who the one committed sin? It's you. So it's your blame, not his. Another thing we can see is that sin can cause you separation from God. We notice that. We can see that because God is holy. He can separate everybody. That's what separate Adam and Eve from God at the beginning. Yeah. Believe me. Hello? What? Hello? What? The same losing? Come on, again? Oh, they're learning? Oh, they're winning? What, they winning? Experience? Okay. Yeah, I'll be there. I'm in church. Oh, probably the people get upset with me because, you know, I separate from them to talk to you. Yes, yes. Yes, yes, I'll be there. Okay, no problem. Okay. All right, thank you. How do you feel when I separate from you? When I was preaching, and go to the back. What happened, Pastor? You come over here to preach? I was waiting on you preaching. I don't care right now about the saints. They win or not. The same thing happened with God. Sin separate you from God. It's the same thing. It's nothing different. Because God is holy. He wants to keep a relationship with you. A holy relationship with you. But it depends on you. But sin can cause you separation from God. You see, I can imagine how you feel. Pastor, what's wrong with you? What's going on? You should continue. I almost fall asleep, but now I was trying to pay attention. And you go to the back, you separate pretty much everything. Pastor, what happened? I can't believe that. You come into church with your cell phone and you pay more attention to your cell phone than God's words. It's the same thing with sins. It don't make no difference. How do you feel? You're like that? The pastor coming to preach the word of God and he pay more attention to the saints again. Saints people is here. It's not out there. We got to focus on the Lord. We got to put our heart on him. When we walk straight with him, we will continue on a strong relationship with him. But we walk on sins. You know what happened? Bing! The phone started ringing. Bing! You see, I went to the back. I turned you back. Same thing happened with the Lord. Yeah, same thing happened with the Lord. We got to concentrate on him. We got to keep a relationship with him. Look, we know that sin separates you from God. God is holy. In Romans chapter 3:23, we can read about that. It's because of the sin that we separate from God. There's nothing else that separates you from God, those sins. If you pray, if you read your Bible every day, if you turn your life to him, you're going to be with him every day. And he promised. On the great commitment, he said, I will be with you every day. If you turn your life to him every day, he want to be with you. But what about you? You want to be with him every day? What about the illustration I said? That the only, the one of the situation when people don't act the way they are is Sunday morning at church. I know that don't happen with you, like I said before. But that is true now with a lot of people. Sunday they come in the church, Lord, forgive me. I did this and this again. Oh, Lord, every time I heard on your Bible, on your word, it is true. I don't want to do it again. But Monday morning, they do the same thing again. Then we act the way we're not. Why? Because of the sins. And that caused you separation from God. We know that. That's what it happened to Achan. That's what it happened. The whole nation used the sin of one man separating them from God. And what happened? They lost the battle. With the enemy. Same thing happened with us. When we separate from God, we're vulnerable to the enemy. The devil is ready. He's out there. He's just waiting on you to stay away from God. He want to catch you. He's ready. He's like a shot at top. He's like that. Come over here. Come over here, my son. I'm waiting on you. He's just the same way. Sin can cause you separation from God. And like I told you a while ago, at the end we read, it will affect your whole family. It will affect the whole congregation. It will affect your co-worker. It will affect everybody around you. Look, everybody was affected because Achan. What happened with him and his family? They burned, they stoned, and they killed him. You remember at the beginning we said that sin can cause you death. Him and all his family, they dead because of one man. We got to be responsible. We got to watch what we're doing. We got to watch what we're watching every day. We got to watch what we say at work. Your word, be careful. The Bible said, for every word come out of a man, we're going to have to be in front of the Lord, and we're going to explain to him why we say that. Yeah, the Bible said, talk about that. Everything that we do, everything that we say, be careful. Like the song, be careful. Be careful what you see. Be careful what you see. But the good thing with the Lord is that when we stay away from sins, everything is different. Everything turned different. It happened to the Israel nation. Look, there is a peaceful feeling when you turn away from sin and come back to the Lord. What a difference. How did you feel the first time when you turned your life to the Lord? How did you feel? You feel like you lost maybe 100 pounds of weight, right? That's the way I feel. Why? Because my sins are clean. I'm washed away. Because I feel way different. Because I know God is with me now. And I know I'm in relationship with him. When I recognize that I'm a sinner and I need the Lord in my life, that made me feel peaceful. I don't know you, but I do. Yeah. God is holy. God is clean, and he wants you to be just like him. That will make you back. That will bring you back to him again. And another thing we can see is that you can feel God's presence when you turn your sins, when you turn back to God. Look, God was again with Joshua and all his people after they declared, after they recognized the sin, after they stay away from the sin, God went back with them. How do we know? If you read on chapter 8, you can notice the difference right there. He said, then the Lord said to Joshua, do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. You see, that makes you feel peaceful. You feel peace in your heart when God tells you, don't be afraid. And then he said, take the whole army with you and go up and attack Ai, for I have delivered into your hand the king of Ai. We can see God's presence was again with him. How do we know God was with them again? Because he was talking straight to them. He was talking to Joshua again. I know nowadays I don't have to be in your house for you to listen to my voice because I can call you on my cell phone. But if you wouldn't have no cell phone, how would you know I'd be in your house or at least out there? My presence should be there. How? By noise. AJ, I'm out here. AJ, I'm helping you cut your grass. You would like that. But you heard my voice. You say, oh, brother Emilio is out there. He's going to help me out. He's with me. I feel his presence. I heard him. Same thing happened to Joshua. When you heard his voice, you know his presence is with you. When you repent your sin, God is all with you. You will feel his presence. And the last is, you can feel his guidance. On chapter 2, we read a while ago, we won't read it again. He said, you shall do to Ai and his king as you did to Jericho. What we know that God is guiding him. God tells him to do what they gotta do. Look, when you come back to the Lord, he's gonna be your guidance. He's gonna tell you what to do. If you obey, if you stay away from sin, you're going to hear your voice. He will guide your body, your life. That's what he want to do with you. Be careful. Be obedient. Disobedience is a sin. And obedient and lay obedient is sin too. Because you're not obedient on the right time when God is asking you to do something. Don't confuse. When God calling you to do something, do it right away. Do it right and exactly when he tells you to do it and how to do it. Because even if you do late, you are still in sins. You're not doing right. You're still being disobedient. Don't forget, late obedience is still sin. Let's meditate on God's word. Close your eye, bow your head, and let's meditate on what God is telling you this morning.